first, I want to lay the groundwork a little bit. What are these weaknesses that we're sort of calling career derailers or fatal flaws?
So these would be the things that we've often heard this term, the things that got us where we're at but aren't going to get us where we want to go. Maybe you just are extremely detail-oriented. You're just almost anal about details. It really allowed you to get to where you're at, but now you've got a team of folks. And if you're detail-oriented, it means you're now a micromanager. You've got to find ways to let that go. There are things that were once a strength for us, but now they're a significant weakness.
And so what's the problem with these? Why do these matter?
It matters because if we continue to do that, it can actually hurt us. It's not only will it keep us from being able to go to the next level, it can actually cost us a job. We'll get promoted to certain levels, and if we can't minimize these or manage these, not only will we not go anywhere, we'll be invited to go next door somewhere else.
How do you figure out when you have one of these weaknesses, one of these sort of career derailing flaws?
Couple big indicators. You're no longer getting promoted. People have just stopped promoting you. They know why, but they don't want to tell you why, because it's something more like this. Like, no one wants to say, well, because you're just not nice. You know, or you don't listen well. So that's one. You're starting to get poor performance reviews. That's another one. And if you're in the kind of role where they ask you to seek outside help or coach or go talk to HR, that's another one.
So we found some advice in a recent Harvard Business Review article about how to overcome these weaknesses.
I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes. I will do the opposite. I used to sit here and do nothing and regret it for the rest of the day. So now I will do the opposite and I will do something.
That's Jason Alexander as George Costanza from the TV sitcom Seinfeld. Is there truth to this idea that just doing the opposite of your natural inclination will help you overcome those habits or those traits that can derail your career?
There is a lot of truth to that, actually. Now, in theory, it sounds really simple. Figure it out, what the problem is, and then just do the opposite. Really, really tough to pull off. So here I'll use this analogy. Everyone has a natural golf swing. And almost everyone's natural golf swing is what golf experts would say is poor. So whenever you take a golf lesson, which I've taken more than my fair share, they always spend all their time trying to change your natural swing.
Trying to fix your swing.
It always feels so awkward. So in order to do it, it's just like learning golf. You need to have some kind of a coach or a mentor or some kind of support system. Because even though it can be something obvious to other people, like listen more, be nicer, for you, it may come really unnatural. It just doesn't feel right. So you need someone there who can kind of guide you.
He's always making us think. Brandon Smith visits with us regularly to address issues in our work and careers. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure.